بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان لأبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه غلام يخرج له الخراج وكان أبو بكر يأكل من خراجه سيدنا عائشة صديقة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه had a slave boy who used to earn for him and سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه used to eat from his earnings فَجَاءَ يَوْمًا بِشَيْءٍ فَأَكَلَ مِنُ أَبُو بَكْرٍ One day he brought something and Sayyidina Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه ate from there. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْغُلَامِ تَدْرِي مَا هَذَا The servant asked him, Oh Abu Bakr, do you know what this is? Where it is from? What's the source of this food? فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَمَا هُوَ So Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه asked, Where did you get it from? قَالَ كُنْتُ تَكَهَّنْتُ لِإِنسَانٍ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَمَا أُحْسِنُ الْكَهَانَةَ إلا أني خدعته فلقيني فأعطاني لذلك هذا الذي أكلت منه He says that during the time of Jahiliyyah I used to work as an astronomer or a fortune teller and he says I really didn't know about fortune telling I didn't know the art of fortune telling I just deceived this particular person he came to me and I deceived him And sometime later now he has met me and he's given me the money for my fortune telling him. So whatever I told him that time, it must have worked. So he says this person now gave me the money for it. هَذَا الَّذِي أَكَلْتَ مِنْهُ It is from this that now I have prepared this food and you are eating. فَأَدْخَلَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ يَدَهُ فَقَاءَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فِي بَطَنِهِ Says that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala then thrusted, he inserted his hand in his mouth And he vomited all that was in his stomach. Because this money was from fortune telling. Fortune telling is haram in Islam. And therefore the money that was derived from there was also not permissible. It was haram. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala therefore vomited all that he had consumed because of the slave's income which was derived from fortune telling. Therefore Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was He made sure that no haram morsel must enter his belly. And therefore he thrust his hand and he removed whatever was what he had consumed. So this was the wara' the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had, the piety, the taqwa they had. وَعَنْ نَافِعٍ أَنَّ عُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كَانَ فَرَضَ لِلْمُهَاجِرِينَ الْأَوَّلِينَ 4,000 وَفَرَضَ لِابْنِهِ 3,500 Hazrat Abu Umar radiallahu anhu, he allocated an allowance, a stipend for the first group of the Muhajireen, those Sahaba who made Hijrat initially, in the beginning, when Hijrat was made compulsory from Makkah to Medina. So he gave them, those particular group of Sahaba, 4,000. And he gave his own son only 3,500. That was 500 less. Faqeel lahu, somebody asked him, then why are you giving your son 500 less? Huwa min al-Muhajireen. فَلِمَنَقَصْتَهُ He is also from the Muhajirin of the first group. Why did you give him less? فَقَالَ إِنَّمَا هُوَ هَاجَرَ بِهِ أَبُوهُ يَقُولُ لَيْسَ هُوَ كَمَنْ هَاجَرَ بِنَفْسِهِ رَوَى الْبُخَارِ As Umar رضي الله عنه replied, he said, actually, my son emigrated because of his father. In other words, I made hijrat and he came along with me. In other words, he meant that his son was not like those who emigrated on their own. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was young. He accompanied his father Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. But just on this ground, Umar radiallahu anhu felt that he didn't make the hijrat on his own accord. He came because of his father himself and he made the hijrat. Therefore he shouldn't get the full allowance. Now this hadith also illustrates the piety and caution of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Like the previous hadith, we see the caution of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Here Umar radiallahu anhu is showing us caution in respect of public funds. In the Baytul Mal they were getting money. 4,000 each, the Muhajireen al-Awwaleen. And he felt that no, my son should get 500 less. And today, so many people are in charge of public funds, whether you in some institution or madrasa or masjid. It is absolutely imperative that each cent we account for and nothing should be wasted or used for no real benefit of the public. Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. وَعَنْ أَتِيَّةَ بْنِ عُرْوَى السَّعَدِي السَّحَابِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لا يبلغ العبد أن يكون من المتقين حتى يدع ما لا بأس به حذرا مما به بأس. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. The last hadith of this chapter, Atiyah bin Urwa al-Sa'idi says that Rasulullah s.a.w. said, a person will not achieve the status of muttaqeen, of being muttaqeen means righteous, pious, until he abstains from that in which there is no harm, so that he may be able to save himself from that in which there is harm. So again, we see that this hadith, it encourages us to abstain from doubtful matters, and also from all those things that are of no spiritual benefit or worldly benefit to us. We should not waste our money in those things that are going to be harmful to us or in trivial pursuits. Here, there is no problem in engaging that particular thing. There is no ba's. Ba's means harm. Here, a person does not reach that high maqam of righteousness until he does not leave even those things which are permissible for him out of fear that they could then eventually, it could lead him to some haram, to some harm. So again, we see the piety that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba had, and how we exhorted in these ahadith to make sure that we live a life of righteousness and piety, especially when it comes to money and material things of this world. Whatever we eat, we consume, we have to ensure that there is no doubt in those things. Should be something which is absolutely halal, and we are confident it is halal. Anything that there is doubt in, we should abstain from it. Allah give us tawfiq wa hidayah wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.